This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's done good with the treatment and the work that we've gotten in. I mean, obviously, it's a short amount of time, but I thought we had a good day yesterday, and we had good work after the game as well.
It's a shorter week than normal. Is it your intention to try and push to play on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have to. That's the reason you play this game is to push to play. So I'll get to work in practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position. So if I feel like I can play and go out there and win a football game, I'll play. And if I don't feel like that's the best case scenario, I'll let guys like Carson play. I mean, he's a guy that's won in this league as well. So it's just about pushing it this week, seeing where I'm at, and making the best decision then.
And I think you feel pretty confident you can be honest with yourself about that range, like, you know, they won't make yourself more vulnerable, that you can do the things you need to do. I mean, is that something that will come to you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, we put ourselves in good position to where I guess I wouldn't say it was dire that I play. I mean, it's something where it's not like in the AFC Championship game where we're playing to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, we have a little bit of room to kind of spare, but at the end of the day, we're trying to win. We're trying to win the football game, and I'm a competitor. I want to go out there and play. So I'll push myself to get to the best place possible over these next few days, and we'll be able to make a decision then.
How does it feel compared to the Jacksonville injury? Similar?
Jacksonville was worse. I would say. I mean, that one was pretty significant. I mean, this one didn't feel good by any means. But the Jacksonville one, just the way I got caught, I didn't really get this last one, I kind of got my feet out at the very end. Whereas that Jacksonville one, I didn't really get to. Obviously, it's responded better, quicker. I think that'd be the best thing to say. But I want to be in a better spot than I was in that next game going up against the Bengals. So I'll try to see if I can get there.
When you're evaluating your own body, what types of things do you need to feel to say to yourself, okay, I'm good to go for it? You know, what would be Saturday?
Yeah, I want to be able to move. I want to be able to get out of the way. I mean, this is a good pass rush, a good defense. They're fly around. You don't want to go out there and put yourself in harm's way. I mean, obviously, it's football. You're going to take hits, but you want to be able to protect yourself. That'll be where I'm at. And I don't want to limit the game plan. I think that's another thing for me is I want to be able to still be able to move around the pockets so we're not just sitting in one spot the whole entire game and letting their D-line really get after it. So it's about me finding that balance and seeing where I'm at. And like I said, I won't know until kind of close to the end of this week.
Do you expect to go into Friday and even Saturday morning before deciding? Will it be that kind of situation?
Yeah, I mean, we'll push through it. I mean, Coach Reed kind of gave me that confidence to go out there and just push it and see where I'm at. Carson will be ready to go as well. I mean, he prepares as good as anyone I've ever been around, and his guys played a lot of games. So Coach will do a great job as far as practicing and stuff like that, getting both of us ready to go. But my hope is that I am able to go out there and play. But like I said, we'll make the best decision for that at the end of the week.
Patrick, does the fact that there's the Pittsburgh game is just a few days after this next one, is that entering your thinking at all about how to approach this stretch here?
Not necessarily. I mean, if I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. I don't think that game after is going to really affect it, because if I'm not ready to go, then I'll have to wait and try to make it back for that one as well. So regardless of when we play that next game, I mean, these are important games, and we're trying to win to get that bye and to get to that second round of playoffs. And so we play three great football teams coming up, and I want to be as healthy as I can be and ready to play.
What have you seen from Carson that gives you the confidence you seem to have in him?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him practice every single day. I mean, even from training camp, I mean, just seeing him practice, it's you realize that he was going to win the MVP one year, and why? Because the talent that he has, and he gets after it every single day, and gives our defense great looks because he's throwing great footballs, and so he's a very talented player that works extremely hard, and he'll be ready if his number's called.
When you did have that playoff injury against the Jaguars, I assume that when you play on it the next week, it's preventing it from fully healing. The fact that the playoffs are only 3 weeks away, I mean, is there a primary objective to be healthy for the postseason?
I mean, yeah, in a sense, yeah. But, I mean, just like the playoffs being 3 weeks away, and I mean, if you go out there and win two games, you're going to have a long break more than likely with that week 18 game. I mean, even if you're waiting to play that game, you're going to have another extended amount of time. So just as important as it is to get healthy, it is to get that number one seed. And so if you can get through these games and win these games against two great opponents, it will give you some momentum going into the playoffs and hopefully give you a little bit of a break there at the end.
Patrick, you talked about, you know, missing some shots. I know you took a lot of it. There were some next-gen stats saying this was the most aggressive you've been this year. What did you think about where it was and why you did or didn't connect on some of them?
Yeah, no, I mean, we took some shots during the game. I mean, I think the one that I really want to get back is the one where I threw the J-Watt. I think I was a little bit of a force, and if I get that shallow crosser to Xavier, he might score. I mean, that's how talented he is with the football. And so you want to be aggressive and take those shots downfield, but you want to be able to hit those. And when they're not there, get to the guys underneath and let those guys make things happen with the football. I mean, you saw Xavier on the throw I had to him on the down the sideline where he caught it. I mean, it was a run, technically, I guess. But he caught it and went down the sideline, but he's talented enough to score on throws like that.
Last couple will go Levo and then Nate. Go
ahead. What did you see from Hollywood when they practice? How close is he for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, he looked great. I think Coach spoke on it a little bit. It's not like he hurt his leg, so he got out there and he was rolling around. I think more than anything, it's him getting back in football shape. I mean, it's just different than training and stuff like that, and then him being able to feel confident enough to go out there and take hits and stuff like that, which he's been cleared to do. So it's about him getting more and more reps. You don't want to overdo it, but you want to let him go out there when he's ready, and hopefully that's sooner rather than later.
Nate? Andy gave us a preview, Patrick, but from your vantage point, specifically what all took place yesterday, because you had the benefit of obviously having a noon game and traveling earlier on Sunday. Just what went into everything you did yesterday to even give you a chance to practice today?
Yeah, I think, first we did a little bit when we got back. I mean, just get back a little bit earlier with the noon game and kind of got ourselves ready even on the plane. And then when we got back, and then yesterday I was just here like pretty much all day. When you want to get out there and play and give yourself the best chance, you got to spend the time here. And luckily I have a great wife who will take care of the kids while I'm up in the building for 12 hours or whatever it is.
Is it similar to what you went through back in January of 2023?
Yeah, I mean, you do similar stuff. I mean, every injury is a little bit different, so we worked on different stuff like that. But you start off with just kind of getting the treatment and getting it feeling good, and then you go out there and push it a little bit and try to get that movement going as well. And so you don't want it to get too stiff or anything like that. And I feel like it responded really well today, and we'll push it a little bit on the practice field and the rest of the day and then see how it responds tomorrow and kind of go from there.
What can you do on the plane? What happened there?
I wasn't doing high knees or anything like that. Oh. No, we did some movement stuff, and some icing, some stem and stuff like that. But we kept it moving. We don't want it to just sit there and get too stiff.